Be welcome to another episode of Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to dive deep into the money concept according to reality transurfing. Stay tuned. If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing principles. Money. Above all, start moving towards your goal and then money will follow on automatically as an accompanying attribute. If you are not on your own true path yet, remember this rule. Don't think about the fact that you don't have enough money. Think about having money. Concentrate on the fact that you have money. It doesn't matter how much. The important thing is that you have it, and then soon you will have more of it. Receive money with love and joy and let go of it easily. Don't scrimp and save. The more you scrimp, the less you will have. Likewise, don't accumulate large sums of money without saving for something. In particular, otherwise you will lose it. Create movement. Funds flow through a pipe, not through a reservoir. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis. Be welcome to another episode. In this episode, we're going to tap into the money concept. Actually, there is a transurfing principle called money, and this is the one we're going to be focused on in this episode. And as usual, I started off the podcast by reading the principle from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zealand. This principle is about how to approach money. All right, at the end of the day, I believe that money is energy. Like when you flow in a state of energy, of abundance, when you have this abundant mindset and you don't worry much about money as it is, because at the end of the day, money is just paper, right? Think about that. Money is just paper. And according to transurfing, you have to move towards your goal. As long as you do something with your heart, as long as you do something that you really feel passionate about and you trust and you believe in yourself, you will never lack money. Understand that. That's the first approach. Like when whatever you're doing in your life, if you're doing something that you don't enjoy just for the sake of money, you will have, you know, this a poor mindset, because you will be doing you will be making money, right? But you will not be happy. And that money is going to convey negative energy. So as long as you do something and you do it because you feel passionate about it, money will follow on, as I read from the principle. Start moving towards your goal and then money will follow on automatically as an accompanying attribute. So you have to change the narrative here when you have money. Right? Even though if you do not have much money, you have to start thinking about having money. How do you shift your mindset when it comes to money? You have to think about, you know, that, you know, it's like if you already have money, right? Let's say you don't have much money, right? But if you have this approach towards money where, for example, if you go to a store and then you see how expensive things are and then you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is super expensive. I cannot afford it. It's too expensive for me. I don't have the money. And then you pull out your wallet and then you start counting every single coin, right? Like, literally counting every single coin and thinking at the same time, thinking that you don't have money, you can't afford this, right? This is creating excess potential. According to Transurfing, you have to shift this mindset. You have to change the narrative, and believe me, I've done this. The moment you start forgetting about money itself, by itself, you know, by just, you know, that, and just you take it as energy, money will follow through. Money will appear. But you have to change the narrative. It's not sane. It's not sound that if you go around and you live in this lack of money, right? You're always thinking that you cannot afford that. You cannot afford that. We are poor. And you're thinking constantly. You're reminding yourself of how poor you are, how you cannot afford that thing you want. And then you're thinking, and you're dragging your energy down. Just try, you know, whenever you want. If you want to live an abundant life, we've already talked about the miserly mind. How you have to shift your mind towards abundance. It's very, very important. So you have to respect money as well. So when you receive money, do it as, you know, as if you're receiving something valuable, like energy, but you receive it with love and joy. But you do not get attached to money. You let go of it easily. You are not attached to it. And how do you realize if you are attached to money or if you are not? The first thing is, like, as just the example I just brought up. And it's like when you are looking out in a shop, let's say, right? And you are thinking how expensive, and you pull out your wallet, your purse, and you start counting the money. And then you see, like, no, you don't do this. Shift your mindset, change the narrative, right? Don't do the things, respect money. Money is energy, and money is abundant. Think about that. There is so much money in this world. So much money is created. Money is just energy. Have this abundant mind. You deserve the very best. Money is energy. Respect money as well. If your thoughts are focusing on, you know, I don't have money, I am poor, I cannot afford that, the only thing you're doing is you're consuming energy. But instead, if you take the other way around, you start thinking in terms of abundance. And you don't think about the money you don't have, but you think about the money you do have. And then when you change your narrative, when you think about the money you do have, like, money will always appear in your purse, right? If that makes sense, you know, you have to try this approach towards money, because this is just an approach according to Transurfing, and it works. Just change the narrative. If you don't have the funds for a certain purchase right now, do not spend time regretting it. Just put it off until later, right? You do not attach to money. That's very, very important. If you got no money right now, you're nothing. Like, let's say you went to a shopping store and you wanted to buy this beautiful skirt or this beautiful outfit, right? But you did not have money at that time. You're not going to consume energy all day long, like saying, oh my gosh, I wish I had more money. Oh my God, you are begging. You don't have to beg. Money is not gonna follow if you beg. Like, and if you are, after that, you know, you came out of the shop and then you're thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I could make more money. I'm so poor. I can't afford anything. I'm so miserable. You are just dragging your energy down. This is not healthy. Just put it off until later, right? You just forget about it. You do not carry excess potential. Excess potential is very important in Transurfing. You just have to let it go. And in order to do this, you know, to be aware of this approach towards money, you have to be aware. You have to have awareness, right? Every single time you have to check on yourself. Don't let your mind flow mindlessly, freely, right? You have to check on yourself every now and then, right? How am I feeling right now? Why am I thinking like this? Why am I regretting like this? Money is abundant. In this case, in this specific approach, in this specific principle, you have to have a clear understanding of money. You got so much money. This world has so much money. Money is being created every single time. At the end of the day, the one who gets the more money is the one who believes he deserves the most money, right? The one who believes, who attracts, who creates energy, right? Who believes they deserve having lots of money. You have to have this approach if you wanna, if you don't want to stress over money. And believe me, this approach is gonna change your life. The moment you stop thinking about, you know, money as something you lack, and instead you flip the narrative, you will see that money will appear out of nowhere. And believe me, trust me, I've done this. And if you don't want to trust me, you can just try it yourself. You lose nothing. Just change the approach and keep practicing. Forget all these bad habits about, I don't know, you know, stressing over money, counting every single coin every single time you are going to make a purchase. You know, also thinking about like money, you don't deserve money. Like, no, just change the narrative again. It's a concept, a very powerful concept, because according to Outer Intention and according to Transurfing, when you do this, when you change the narrative, right, you are not stressing about money anymore. You believe you deserve money. You believe you have it. You already have it. You are shifting with the help of Outer Intention to a different reality. You are tuning into a different reality where money is already plentiful, plentiful and abundant. You know what I mean here? If you know the difference between inner intention, outer intention, we've tapped into that so many times in this podcast. The moment you change the narrative, the moment you shift, you know, your understanding about money, your approach towards money, you will see that money will flow like easily in your life. And trust me, this is a life changer. And this is a reality transurfing approach. Stop thinking about money. Whenever you see a coin on the floor, pick it up because you respect money. This is how you create respect towards money. Sometimes, you know, we walk around and we see a penny on the floor and we feel like, all right, it's just a penny. I'm not gonna, you know, lean down and pick it up because you don't respect money. Start respecting money. You deserve money. Change the narrative. This is a life changer. So understand that again. But when you are in coherence with your heart and your mind, which is a main attribute in transurfing, when your mind and heart are in coherence and you're doing what you love and you are in the right door and you are in the right path, and you believe in yourself and you create all this energy, and as long as your heart and your mind are in coherence, everything is going to be fine. You are doing what your heart tells you, what your soul tells you. You are no longer a victim of the pendulums. You are not following the crowd. You are doing what makes you feel unique, what makes you feel happy, what makes you feel important. And your heart is at peace. Your mind is at peace, and they can work together. And as long as you do what you love doing, you follow your own path, you will see that money will flow easily. Trust me. This is very, very important. I've been practicing all these transurfing concepts for over 3 years now, almost four. And it's insane how it works. Sometimes I am not even able to explain how it works, but it does. So the only thing I can say here, you know, here in this podcast, is just try transurfing principles and you will thank me later. I've seen so many entrepreneurs who talk about transurfing, so many successful people, artists, actors even. Again, it just, sometimes, you know, it gets too metaphysical, but you have to believe, you have to understand this. If you're going to go around being skeptical, it's not going to work. You have to truly believe it has to come from within. That's how you create coherence with your heart and your mind. So that's the approach towards money according to Transurfing. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, you would do me a great favor if you can subscribe to the podcast so we can reach more people can know about reality transurfing. And also, you would do me a great favor as well if you can rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Again, so I just want to reach more people. I just want to share my experiences with transurfing. We can all share together. By no means I am an expert. I'm still learning. I'm still practicing. I'm trying to journal my entire process here in transurfing. And again, if you got any question, if you got anything, you know, you can hit me up. I think there's my Instagram here in the podcast. You can also reach me out on Instagram. I hope you have a great day. And I will see you next time with another Transurfing Principle. Take care and peace.